Several large wildfires combined with a hot, dry forecast have put Montana at the top of the nation's firefighting priority list. Some of the worst fires have been burning along the Rocky Mountain front, where the steep, rugged wilderness is making it especially hard for ground crews. And that's when they call in water-dropping helicopters. Besides the smoke, the choppers have to brave shifting winds and tricky terrain and still fly low enough to drop the water. It's risky business, as Montana Public Radio's Hope Stockwell learned firsthand when she spent the day with one chopper crew.
The danger involved in fighting fire from the air was punctuated last week with the death of a helicopter pilot in Northern California and the injury of two others in Idaho. 33-year-old Dave Bebich, a pilot with Montana Helitac in Helena, Montana, says he doesn't think much about those things.
It's kind of in the back of your mind, but you don't try to let it rule your mind. So, because if you start to think about that all the time, you wouldn't be effective. I get that wet.
Bebich uses a garden hose to wash exhaust and grime off of his bright white Huey.
Once I get in the airborne, we'll take the crew, find them a good landing spot, get them on the fire. We'll put the water bucket on. I'll go find a dip site and then start putting water on the fire for the crews on the ground so they can dig hand line and suppress the fire. All right, she's clean. Ready to go.
And now comes the waiting. Bebich doesn't know if it'll be minutes or hours until a call comes in for his team.
All units, we're looking at Township 14 North. Report of a smoke.
There's a great fire there.
Head north.
Okay, we're launched.
We're going to launch.
Okay.
They're in the air on the
All right, field. I'll see you on the ground, hopefully. Up there. See you later.
This fire north of Helena is one of several this summer that have burned in rugged terrain, not easily accessible by vehicle. People are also building more homes in heavily wooded and hard-to-reach places. Helicopters and retardant planes are being used to try to protect structures where homes and wilderness meet. Hundreds of permanent and summer homes have been evacuated in several places. Montana Helitac focuses on trying to keep new fires from becoming big fires. Dave Bebich checks in after touching down to refuel.
Well, it's a little windy, nice and bumpy and hot. So, but the fire's doing pretty good. I think we're going to get it, this one here. So, got a bunch of engines on that fire now, finally. There's probably four or five trucks up there. Yeah, they got in there. So,
good.
Got a bunch of guys on the ground up there, so that helps good. A lot. And it's a team effort. Everybody has their part.
125 gallons of Jet A fuel later, Bebich is ready to go.
You know where I'm at?
I do. All right, thanks, Dennis. I'm going to go ahead and head back up, so get right back up to her and help the guys on the ground.
Within about 3 hours, Bebich has dropped some 60 buckets, or nearly 20,000 gallons of water on this fire, and the job's not done. Bebich has about 2.5 hours of light left before he has to call it a night. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell in Helena, Montana.